Hello, this is Sarah Lee with My Car Lady, giving you a little free auto buying tip. Today's tip is on in-service dates of pre-owned vehicles. How to determine what the actual remaining factory warranty is on the car you may be considering purchasing. So let's talk about in-service dates. In-service date is the actual day that the dealership sold the vehicle and put it into service to its new owner. In many cases, it can be as much as 30, 60 to 90 days before the registration date. So if you are using an auto check or a Carfax report to determine what warranty is left on the vehicle, you could be in for a little mistake or a big one. So please don't go by that date alone, as it refers to the registration of the vehicle. Please take the vehicle identification number and contact the actual brand of the vehicle you are thinking of purchasing. Regardless of whether you are buying it from a dealership or an individual, it's a great idea to call the service department of that brand, ask them for a in-service date. By giving them the VIN number at no cost to you, they should be able to tell you the exact date that the car first went into service, hence the in-service date. At that point, they can also tell you what is remaining of the factory warranty for that model year. Why is that important? Well, in many cases, the brand changed their warranty program from one year to the next. An example is Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep, who at one point were offering a 7-year 100, then they went to a 7-year 70, then a 5-year 100, so you just don't know, and you cannot trust anybody but yourself and the actual service department who has the warranty of record for that VIN for that year. Then you can ask them what is the remaining factory warranty, the limited liability warranty, which is like bumper to bumper, and the powertrain warranty. That is the best way to get the accurate facts. In some cases, there can be as much deviation as 10,000 miles. And how could that happen? Very simply, if the dealership put your car that you're thinking about buying into loaner service, they may not have had to register it to use it. And the car could have acquired as much as 10 or even 15,000 miles before it was actually sold to its first owner. So please, do yourself a favor, save yourself a lot of heartache and time, make sure you've got the accurate in-service warranty date from the brand. This is Sarah Lee from MyCarLady.com. Thanks for stopping by today. Have a great car buying experience, and we'll talk to you again soon.